Yegufa, before we learn, Chatzeroi Shaloyde Kechovim, we have the Chotze where a guy lives in, is already a Kadir Shebehema. It's Mikra Din, it's Leisha Medir, it's like a behemoth, it's like a corral of behemoths. That's what the apartment of a guy is. It's like nothing. O Moter La Hachnes Lohoitzi Min Chotzer Labatin. O Min Batin Lechotzer. You're allowed to carry out mamish from your house into the chotzer, from the chotzer into your house. That's if a goy lives there. But you're allowed to come and carry out from the house into the chotzer. Rashi, chatzer shalakim. Afa gash shestam chatzer es psuchim matoichim batam harbei. Even though usually you have a lot of houses open up at the chotzer. Ein rishosakim chaluka. If you have, let's say, an apartment house that belongs all to goyim, you have 25 goyim living there. Still, if a Yid goes into one of those houses on Shabbos, he's allowed to carry out something from one apartment, either into the next apartment, or else out into the chotzer. Since in this house only Goyim live there, a Goyim's dira is loy shemei dira. And it does not have a chshivas like one rishus is one, and the other one is another one. We look as if it's all one big rishus, and you're allowed to carry out from his house into his chotzer. That's the luck if you have no Yidin living there, just Goyim. What about V'im Zot Gemara? V'im Yeshom Yisro Lechon. Let's say there's one Yid living there. Then the luck is Oyser. Then Itak asks the one Yid asks Divrei Reb Meir. Say after Reb Meir. So look at Rashi now. What's this lashon if you have one Yid living there? He oises. So Rashi V'im Yeshom Yisro Lechon. Dari Moim Oyser Akol Yisroel Lohitzi Min Habatim Lechotzer Mivnei Shehi Kechatzei Roi. Rashi is mashma now, what's also now is that a Yid is not allowed to go into the Goy's house and carry out from the Goy's house into the Chotzer. But rather it's considered like this whole Chotzer belongs just to this one Yid. So if you have an apartment house now, one Yid living there and 25 Goyim living there. The Lachim is like this according to Reb Meir. The Yid is allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. Because we look, there's only the Yid is living here. Mashenkin, if a Yisrael wants to go into one of the Goyish apartments and carry out a chair from his apartment into the chotzer, that's osur. Because it's like he's carrying it from somebody else's rishus into the Yid's rishus. That's Reb Meir Svara. That's his lashon here. V'im yeshom Yisrael echad oiser. He asks that now you can't carry out from the goy's house into the chotzer. But mashma from the Yisrael's apartment, you could carry into the chotzer. And the Gemara soon going to ask the kasha, and the Mishnah says not like that. Reb Meir and the Mishnah says if you have one Yisrael with a goy, it's asrim zel zeh. You can't carry out either way. Even the Yisrael can't carry out into the Chotzer. The Gemara soon going to ask this kasha. But so far, Reb Meir is saying that when you have one Yisrael living with a lot of Goyim, the Yisrael is allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. Just from the Goyish house, if a Yid walks in there, the Yid cannot take out a chair from his apartment into the Chotzer. Divrei Reb Meir. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. Li'oilam eino oiser achiyu shnei Yisrael oisim zel zeh. That's his sheet. No, if you only have one Yid living with a Goy, then we say the Goy is Dira, Loi Shemei Dira, and he doesn't ask on nobody. It's only also when something Shchiach, that two Jews should live with a Goy, then we say Tak Oysim Zeal Zeh. Then Tak it's Mamash also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, and from the Goy's house into the Chotzer. Then it's like the din of the Mishnah. When you have two Yidin and a Goy living there, if you didn't rent the property from the Goy, then the Rabbonim made that takona that a Goy's dira, shmei dira, and you're not allowed to carry out that from your Rishus, from your house into the Chotzer. Omamar, what we just say before, that Chetzeva Shalakum Harei Kedir Shabahema, that a Chotzer that belongs to a Goy is mamish like a corral of an animal. It means nothing. It doesn't ask those zels in. And Reb Meir says, if you only have one Yid living there, it's only us to carry from the Goy's house into the Chotzer, but from the Yisrael's house, you're allowed to carry into the Chotzer. For the Gemara Astira, for your Nan Tanan and our Mishnah, we learned, Hadar Rimu Akum B'Chotzer. If you live two apartments, a Yid and a Goy lives together in the same house, two different apartments, is Hareza Oyser Olov. It says, Klo Oyser Olov means the Akum asks upon the Yisrael. That even the Yisrael now cannot carry out from his apartment into the Chotzer. That's Reb Meir Shita. Zechur Tassir in Reb Meir. And now Mishnah Smashma Reb Meir holds. When you have one Yid and one Goy, the Imamish Asa Zel Zeh. It's like two different Rishuyis now, and you're not allowed to carry from your apartment into the Chotzer. It's like from Rishus Yochid, from a private property, into the Chotzer that belongs to two people now. And before, the Brisa just said not like that. It just says if you have one Yid living with a Goy, you're allowed to carry out from your apartment into the Chotzer. Just from the Goy's apartment, you can't carry into the Chotzer. The Chotzer Stira. And the Gemara Lakasha. Ha de Isa, ha de Leisei. It depends if the goy is in his apartment now on Shabbos or not. If the goy is in his apartment on Shabbos, living there on Shabbos, that's the din of the Mishnah. Then Rav Meir holds, the goy's dira is shmei dira. Hey, midrabbanan. Since the rabbanan don't want the yidden to live with the goyim, so they made it hard on us, that they said the goy's dira is shmei dira, if he's living there. So that's the case of our Mishnah. If a goy is living in his apartment, and the yid is living in his apartment, it's also for the yid to carry out from his house to the chotzer. That's Rav Meir Shita. Mashenka, this brisa that says no, that says you are allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that's when the goy is not living there. So even though the goy is not living there, you're not allowed to carry out from the goy's house into the chotzer, that's the lotzer. But to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that's mutter when the goy is not living there. So Trashi, ho de lesi. Trashi, first big line. Liakum, last big line. Ho de lesi liakum. The goy is not living there, the Shabbos. Lo yasser, then it doesn't answer. V'yemiyesham Yisrael achar oyser al beisah shalakum, v'afil lesi liyisrael. Mashenkin, if another yid lives there, then the Yiddish house asks that he can't carry out from the goyish apartment into the chotzer, but from the Yiddish apartment you are allowed to carry into the chotzer. Hokgatir. Mashenkin, our Mishnah is talking about where the goy is living there. If the goy is in his apartment, then Rav Meir Shita is, even one in one, is also zeal there. Hok this easy. For the Mar Maikisov, what kind of svar is this? Ikisova Dira. If you're going to tell me, as long as you own the apartment and you have your furniture there, even though you go away for Shabbos, it's still considered like you're there. Hey, so dira b'loy b'al, even though the owner goes away for Shabbos, his dira is still called a dira. And if you have two people in the two apartments, still it's also zel there. Now, for me, if you have two tenants, one next to another, and one tenant goes away for Shabbos, is this Shabbos is a mutter for you to carry out now from your apartment into the backyard without an eruv? What's the locha? What do we hold? Is b'loy b'alim shmei dira loy shmei dira? Is e kisav adir b'loy b'alim shmo dira or b'zoy afilu wakim nami necessary? According to Rav Meir holds when you have one and one, it's also sells there. So why does the Braita say when the guy goes away from his apartment and you only have a yid living in the other apartment, it's mutter for the yid to carry out his house into the chotzer? Why? You're telling me now a diri, even though the Bailam goes away, it's still considered like it's living there. So it should be also to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer. V'ikisav elamar emeya holds. That dira b'loy Bailam, loishema dira, no. If the Bailam goes away for Shabbos, this Shabbos you're not living in your apartment, it's considered like you're not there. And you don't answer him. I was like, I feel Yisrael namila nisisir. I was like, even by Yisrael should be the same halacha. Why do you say dafka by Yigoy? Mashm, it's only halacha by Yigoy. If you have one apartment that belongs to a Jew, and one apartment belongs to a goy, now Rav Meir says, if the goy goes away for Shabbos, now it's mutter to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Mashma only because it's a goy. Mashma, in a normal case, we have two neighbors, and they're both yidden. Even though one neighbor goes away for Shabbos, still, if they didn't make an erev chaseres before that, it's also to carry out from your house into the chotzer still, even though you don't live there. So it's a sira monoshach. If you hold a dira without the bailam, it's called a dira, might not come in between a goy and a Yisrael. What should be the difference? And the Gemara, liyolam ksava dira b'loy bailam loy shema dira. That's takad alocha. A dira with the bailam went away for Shabbos is not called a dira. When you live there means you have to be there for the Shabbos. If you go away for Shabbos, it's not considered like you're living there. And a pshat is like this. The Yisrael, if you have two tenants, two Yisraelim, the chi'is are osir. When you have both of them living there, then it's mamash osim ikir adin. Each one is called at their own apartment, and it's osim ikir adin to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Obazir, then the svar is, ki leisa, even if one Yisrael goes away for Shabbos, gozo be rabbonim. Still the rabbonim made the gzera to look as if the yid is still living there, and Yishno is still osir to carry out from your house into the chotzer, even without an eruv chaseres. That's only by Yisrael, because Meikir Adin, or Yisrael is also. Mashenken, by a goy, Mashenken. Akum, Mashenken, a goy. Tichayisa, even when a goy is living in his apartment, then Yisrael is living next to it. Really, Meikir Adin, a goy's dira is like a behema. It's not called a dira at all. It's only a gzeira, Hashem, a yud, mimaisav. It's only exactly the Rabbanan said that if a guy lives next to you, with the Rabbanan he has a shame dira. Why? So you shouldn't learn from his bad things. Then the svar is, ki isa osam. When the guy is in his apartment for Shabbos, then the Rabbanan said, we look as if he's living there, he has a shame dira, and you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. That's because we don't want to learn from him. Mashenkin ki leisa, when the guy goes away for Shabbos, and he's not living there, lo yosser. Then the Rabbanan did not make the gzera. That's pshat according to Rav Meir. So, mail according to Rav Meir, if the goy goes away for Shabbos, then tak it's mutter to carry out from your house into the chotzer. But when the goy is here for Shabbos, living there next to you, that's the din of our Mishnah, that when you have one Yisrael and one goy, according to Rav Meir, they ask the zeh al zeh, and you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, or from the goy's house into the chotzer. That's also according to Rav Meir. But I said, we don't hold like Rav Meir, we hold like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that it's only Yosef, you have two Yidden living with the goy. Fred Gemara, the chileisa lo yosser is it true that when the goy goes away from his apartment for Shabbos, he does not aser the yotanan we learned hamaniach es beisa. If you leave over your house, you go away for Shabbos. For holach loy lishpoi spiracheres, and you went to live in another city for Shabbos, you took a vacation. Is echad nochriv echad yisrael oisa divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says don't have kumina whether it's yisrael or whether it's a goy they aser. Even though they go away, still it's aser. Skur tistira. Here you see, even though the goy goes away, still we say the yasa zeal zeh. I will say now, according to Rav Meir, that when the goy goes away, it's mutter. And for the Gemara, hosam the asa biyomei. It depends how far away the goy goes. If the goy only travels a day's distance away, so then we can say a goy has the wish of traveling on Shabbos. It's very possible it'll come back on Shabbos and it'll come back home. So then talk of its saucer. It's only mutter if the goy goes away further than 2 days' worth that he can't come back on Shabbos. So then we say, since he's not here, and he's not going to come back on Shabbos, then the svari is, since he's not here, his reshus is like nothing, and you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Trashi di osi b'yoymi, sholach l'mokim korvik, went away to a nearby place. V'yovo boy b'yoym, and it's possible to come home on Shabbos. V'sharis lu kaidim shiyovoi, mitautolei, nami acha shiyovoi. If we'll let you carry out from your house into the chotzer before he comes back, we're afraid you will continue carrying out when he comes back, and then it's osir. Therefore, they made gzera, you can't do it. Right. So tomorrow, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That's what we passed him. That just one yid lives with a guy, there's no dinner rule b'chatzeris. Then you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer without anything. That's the milsad loishchichi legozer begrabonin. It's only when you have two yidden living and then a guy lives there also, that's when you have to rent the reshus of the guy. For afuner omar minig k'Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Not that we're moru, we pass on halacha, tell everybody. It's just a minig. That's the way we're noig like that. So Rashi learns halacha means the darshinin law bepirka b'rabin. We give a drosh and tell everybody, you should know that's halacha. Minig means we don't dashin a rabbin. Avolaruya marinin law. The ball is shola. Somebody asks you the shiloh, what's the locha? We talk to tell him, you should know we hold a Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That was one goy and one yid is mutter. Yevaita. Vyabyechen anam and noagom, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. It was only a minig. What does that mean? Rashi says, Uman diyama nogu means aruya namele marinin. When somebody comes to ask you the shiloh, we don't even tell you the kula, you can make it with one goy and one yid. But if the person does do it on his own, and he knows that only one yid and one guy is living there, and he carries out from his house into the chotzer, that's mutter, we let him get away with it. Yeah. We hold that Mishnas Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki. Whenever he says Aloha Befrat in the Mishnah, it's Kavanoki, it's clean and pure, and we take a paskin like him. Trashi Kaimlum be Vomis Berka Hoyles beside the Saifin, Mishnah Shablazer ben Yaakov Kavanok Gleima, then Kaimas Muati and Muska the Mishnah. In few places does he say halacha in the Mishnah, Avonokihu, the halacha kemoisis, clean, pure, we pass like him, the Chomokim. We offer Yamashmud halacha kemoisoi, or Mash the Pshita Londoki Yukasa. I'm glad that's the halacha, we pass like the Lazar ben Yaakov, it's a Pshita dika thing. Now, the Yamrav Yudomash Shmuel halacha Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, and even Paskin like that. So now the Shaila is like this. Mahu la ruya b'mokim rabbi. There's halacha, you're not allowed to paskin anything in front of your Rebbe. If you have a Rebbe around you, and somebody asks you a shayla, you're supposed to tell the person, go to my Rebbe, don't ask me. What about if it's such a simple thing like this, the person asks you, we have only one Yisrael and one girl living together, is it also zel zeh? So the answer is simple, that we paskin like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. So such a simple halacha, are you allowed to tell somebody else, even b'mokim rabbi? Omalei answered him back, no. Afilu beyosa de kuchla. Even a shayla, if you're allowed to eat eggs and milk together, boi minayim Rav Chisda. They asked the shayla from Rav Chisda. can you eat an egg, a beitza, a kuchla with milk? Kol shana the Rav Huna, all the years of his Rebbe, Rav Huna, v'lo yairi, and Rav Chizda didn't want to paskin. About he was a Talmud of Mokam Rabbi, he didn't paskin. So you see, even though it's a simple halacha, Rabbi allowed to eat eggs and milk. A simple halacha like that, still he didn't want to paskin the Mokam Rabbi. So mashman, no matter how simple, the answer is, you're not allowed to paskin the Mokam Rebbe. So Rashi learns, Bayusa beitza loichla, to eat an egg, the kuchla drashi yeshban is yubi dechalba. Kuchla is the type of a dish that has some milk inside it. So it's pshita that it's mutter, can you paskin this or not? And he answered back, boy me rav chizde mutter im osul and soysoy hoi im eskavin im yorav mokam rabbi. V'loi yoyra, v'shneid rav hun rabbi. Kol zaman as rabbi was alive, he didn't paskin. You see, even a poshta thing like this, you don't answer. Hotzai speaks out, Meforesh Baruch, the lav bistam beit samar, about it's not a shiloh if you can eat a regular egg with the milk. That's not a shiloh. Like somebody could ask you, if this is a table, and not a lot of answer is the table. Like that's not even a question. If somebody asks you, can I drink milk? There's no avad you could. That won't even be a shiloh. So just tam poshu, can you eat eggs and milk? That's not even a shiloh. That avad you can answer back. The Toy says, we're talking about a case, Toy says, such a case, the ain't surah heter, it's not called a heter. The ain't the chamorach la yoda, shemoteros. Everybody knows it's mutim. Becholov, elokish, shaychet, as a tanagirlis. That's what we're talking about. The egg wasn't hatched yet. The egg is inside the chicken, and you shechted the chicken, and when you cut open the chicken, you found an egg inside. That's gomar, means completely full. The halacha is, even though it's inside the chicken, that's not fleishik, that's parva, and you're allowed to eat that egg with the milk. So such a shaila, not everybody knows that halacha. So such a shaila, you're not allowed to paskin b'makom rabbi. That's what he said. Omalei Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Labaya, Kegoin Megillah Tainus. There's also a Megillah that talks about the days when you're not allowed to fast. It's called the Megillah Tainus. So Rashi explains, Kegoin Megillah Tainus, Rashi says, the Chsivo Mancha. So Rashi, Eilu Yomim Asrum Lasanus. There's a Megillah that explains, the loch is, which days you're not allowed to fast. Lochi Noket Megillah Tainus, Shvehoisa Dov Dvar Halocha Ksuva Vimeim. The times of the Gemara, they didn't write down any halacha yet. Turish about pets also to write down mikra din. Afilu oy sachas, they never wrote down anything. Chutz le megillah tainus, only this one megillah they wrote over. Halacha karol lo megillah, that's why it's called the megillah. So they had one megillah that was written in it, some halachis, to say that which days you're not allowed to fast. So the halachis aren't any chedushim, it's like written down. So they asked him, if somebody asked me the shayla, are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Am I allowed to look into the megillah and tell them the halacha? No. So what's the halacha? So omalei, so he answered back, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Beyose Bekuchlo. Boy, your name Rabbi Chizda, Kol Shani the Rav Huna, Fula Yorim Rabbi Chizda. Nay, you see, even a simple Shiloh, are you allowed to eat milk and eggs together? He didn't want to pass the Mokum Rabbi. Mashmi, even though it's a simple Shiloh, still he didn't answer it the Mokum Rabbi. So the Gemara, Rabbi Chizda, Oiri, Bechafri, Bishani the Rav Huna. But Rav Chizda did paskin in another mokum, not the mokum rabbi. He used to paskin the kafri, even though his rebbe was alive, living in another city. Trashe the kafri, shame mokum. For hoye mokayim shurafuna, it wasn't the same place. Or mokayim from Bedisa, shame bavol. His rebbe lived in Bedisa, and he lived in kafri. They were both in bavol. Then it was mutter to paskin. Be you not mamish in the same city as your rebbe. Rav Hamnuna oiri becharso the yagzin b'shnei the Rav Chizda. He also passed in, even though his Rebbe was alive, but since he was in a different city, he was Becharsa the Yagzin. Trashi Chasa Shemir the Yagzin Shemish. Shebonavu Amgushe Kachvis, which was going. So the kid, since he was in a different city, then you are allowed to pass in, even though your Rebbe is alive. Aviv Harani, Yavishusum, your Rebbe. Right. Ravina Sar Sakina Babovo. Ravina Sar means Rashi Vodik Sakalatvoyach. He used to check the knife, the Sheikhid knife, before they shechted. You're only supposed to show the knife to a chochem. You shouldn't give cover to the chochem. He should pass if the cholof is good or not. The nimtz Ravina noitloy atorah kvoy the ear. Ravina was the one that used to pass him to look at the knives to make sure they're good. He took the cover from the city. Ravashi Rabbi and his rebbe was still alive. Ravashi, but Moshe Mechas in another city. Heavy. Vini bavel. So right, it's the same raya that even though your rebbe is alive, but since you're in a different city, you're allowed to paskin. So Ravina Marasa Kinab Abovim. Omalei Ravashi, Ravashi said to me, his Rebbe said to him, my time of Marochi, how come you're doing like this? You Omalei, what's so schwer? Rav Amnuna Ori Bechasa the Yagos, Vishnet Rav Chizda. I saw Rav Amnuna, even though he was a Talmud of Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda was alive, still he paskin when he was alive. Why? Because it's a different city. Here also, I'm passing in a different city than you're living. So what's wrong? Why can't I do it? Omalei Rav Ashi said, no, there's no raya from there. Omalei, lav oruya itmar. I didn't learn that in fact, I didn't passing anything over there. It's not true, he didn't passing. Loy oruya itmar. Omalei itmori, the itmo loy ori. The pshat is, we learn taka both ways. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. It's mishmei the Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda loy ori. And when his Rebbe Rav Huna was alive, he didn't passing, even in a different city. But when Rav Chisda was alive, then he did paskin, even though we learned from Rav Chisda, but the Talmud Chover the Lehevi. It's called a Talmud Chover, kemat like a chavrusam. So a Talmud Chover, a special Talmud, he is a lot of paskin mamakim rabbi. Drashi Talmud Chover, chokim kemoisai. He was just as smart as his Rebbe was. He learned one or two things from him. So that's why he was called his Rebbe. So in such a case, when you're a Talmud Chover, then if you're not in the same city, then you're allowed to pass him. But Rav Ashi had a tiny Ravina. Like you're Ravina, you are not a Talmud Chover. So your mom is Tam a Talmud. So it's also for your passing. So the answer was nein. Is Ravina answered back nein? The no nami Talmud Chover demara no. Ravina answered back no. The reason why it's mutter for me, because I'm also a Talmud Chover. Hey, so I'm also come out just as smart as you are. Now, why are you the Rebbe? Because I learned a few things from you. But really, I'm just as smart as you. Therefore, it's mutter for me to paskin as long as I'm in a different city. In other words, if you're stam a Talmud, vice versa, you can't paskin mamakim rabbi. Even another city. If you're Talmud chover, then you are allowed to paskin. Right. Omar Rova. Surmim rabbonin chozi lanashi. About a sheikhid, if a surmim rabbonin chefs for himself, he's allowed to check over the knife for himself. He doesn't have to give it to somebody else to check it over. So Drasha Navshe, boy dig sack in the Sheikh de boy. A Sheikh is allowed to check out the knife for himself if he's a Talmud Chokim, who acts mine. Behemah Shalai, he's shechting his own behemah. The Ansaruch Laharos L'Rabbi, he doesn't have to show it to his Rebbe. So that's the Locha Tzumur Rabbon, it's Chazal Navshe. Revin is at the Gemara, L'maisa V'zman Hazeh, Vais is all Sheikhtim hold the Tamir Chomim. Or L'maisa, the minute gives V'zman Hazeh today that all Sheikhtim check their own knife. They don't give it over to Talmud Chokim. The other pshatas could be all Tamil Chomim are Moichel Akvoidei, and they let the Shechtim do it. But the Maisa today, all the Shechtim check it themselves. But Mikri Radin, though, you're not supposed to check it yourself the first time, you have to give it to Talmud Chochem. But if you have to give it to your Rebbe. But if you're a Talmud Chochem, then you're allowed to do it for yourself. But only if you're Shechtim for yourself. Ravina Ekloida Mechuzah, Ravina went to Mechuzah. Aistiyash Pachsino Sakina. So the innkeeper brought his knife in front of Ravina. Ravina should check it out. And he said, look at it, see if it's kosher or not. Omalei, so Ravina answered him back, Zilam tuya l'rova. Go bring it to my Rebbe Rova. Don't give it to me, give it to Rova. Omalei, so innkeeper said back to Ravina, Loisova lomar hodu yoma Rova, that surmud rabbonin chosel nafshei, your Rebbe Gufa Rova said that any Talmud Chochem is allowed to check the knife himself. So the Chura, you Ravina, is also Talmud Chochem. So what are you telling me now? I have to give the knife to Rova. Why can't you check it out to make sure it's kosher? Omalei, Ravina answered back, Poshid. Ah, no, Mizvan Zvini. The pshat that this behemoth doesn't belong to me. I'm not shechting for myself. There's only a kula of a Talmud Chochem shechts for himself. He doesn't have to show the knife to somebody else. He can be selling his own bdikon. But here, it's not my shechita. I'm not shechting for myself. You're shechting it. You're the butcher. I'm only going to buy it from you. So who's shechting it? You're shechting it. For yourself, it's called. So b'zedem, I can't check it out for you. You have to give it to my Rebbe, and he has to check it out. Trashia no mizvan zvini. He achil no b'yahai bisra b'dmeya no zov. And I'm buying with money, lo minoch. Hilkach lav anav shoyi. It's not my own. El gashat tabcha hebeli. You're like any other butcher. And I can't check out a knife for somebody else. You have to give it to my Rebbe. Huh? That was the mice. Stop here.